Welcome to our ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. We believe Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to leave what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists. For the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world caring for souls, for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler.
Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are at the beginning of a blog and podcast series entitled Peacemakers for the Cause of Christ. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." As we see it, it's time for more of us to step out of the divisions that separate us from one another and allow Jesus to form and shape us into peacemakers for the cause of Christ, facilitators of God's peace in a world hungering for peace. Our theme this week is Peacemakers Take an Honest Inventory of Themselves. And our subject today is, where is Jesus' peace dwelling inside you today? Today's Lectio Divina comes from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7a, and John 14, verses 25 through 27, and John 20, verses 19 through 21. And I'll be reading from the Message Bible. "For a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness and Peace. His ruling authority will grow, and there'll be no limits to the wholeness, the peace he brings. I'm telling you these things while I'm still living with you," Jesus said. "The friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. He will remind you of all the things I have told you. I'm leaving you well and whole. That's my parting gift to you. Peace. I don't leave you the way you're used to being left, feeling abandoned, bereft. So don't be upset. Don't be distraught." Later on that day, the disciples had gathered together, but fearful of the Jews, had locked all the doors in the house. Jesus entered, stood among them, and said, "Peace to you." Then he showed them his hands and side. The disciples, seeing the Master with their own eyes, were exuberant. Jesus repeated his greeting, "Peace to you. Just as the Father sent me, I send you." A careful reading of what we call the Old Testament points very carefully to the fact that when Messiah comes, one of the major byproducts of his coming will be an earthly manifestation of peace. In Hebrew, the word is shalom. As we see in today's Lectio Divina, both the Old Testament and the New point to Jesus as being a bearer of peace, the Prince of Peace, the distributor of shalom, God's agent of wholeness and goodness to all he comes in contact with. So, what about you, as a follower of Jesus of Nazareth? What peace, what shalom, what wholeness and goodness has occurred in and through your life as you've embraced the good news message of Jesus? I'm guessing if you'd take the time to stop, look, and listen, you'd be able to put together a pretty impressive list of blessings of wholeness that have occurred both in and through your life because Jesus has come to set up his rule and reign inside you. Am I right? So before we go any further, let's do just that. I'd like to give you an assignment right here, right now. Throughout this blog and podcast series, we have many practical suggestions and resources available to you on our website. And we call these exercises putting on your peacemaker tool belt. Philippians 4 verse 9 says, "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Today, I'd like to take you through what I call an inventory of good. I'd like to invite you into a time of reflection with Jesus, a bit of retreat, if you like, where you can sit down for a moment or two, take some deep cleansing breaths. Some call that breath prayer or centering prayer, and simply invite the inbreaking presence of God's kingdom, Jesus' presence, to become evident to you. Now, I'm not getting Pentecostal on you here. I'm simply inviting you, as a follower of Jesus of Nazareth, to stop your busy long enough to give you a time to reflect, with the Holy Spirit sitting alongside, on all the good that has occurred in and through your life because Jesus is your Lord and Savior. You might want to take a pad of paper and a pencil with you and simply jot down what comes to your mind as you ask yourself a few simple questions. Let me give you a sample of what this time might look like with Jesus. Number one, find a quiet place and time where interruptions will be minimized. I'd suggest giving yourself maybe 15 minutes or more, if possible, where you can step out of the traffic, allowing you and Jesus to be uninterrupted. Turn off your cell phone. Get yourself comfortable and settle in. This place can be in your home or outside in creation. You choose the most inviting place that speaks to your soul. Number two, take a few deep and slow cleansing breaths. Generally, in the busyness and stress of our lives, our heart rate goes up, our breathing gets shorter and faster, and our body tenses up. Both those who teach healthy medicine and vibrant spirituality suggest you give your body a much-needed break by simply sitting in quiet for a few moments, intentionally slowing down your breath, allowing your body to dial down and relax. Thirdly, invite the inbreaking presence of God's kingdom to join you as you ponder on these things concerning your life. Again, this is not an invitation to Pentecostal goofiness, but simply a way of expressing your honest desire to have the loving presence of God, your loving Father, Jesus, the precious Son, and the Holy Spirit to be there with you as you give time to this effort. And fourth, replay in your mind now seasons in your life when you found yourself being drawn closer to Jesus and his peace that passes all understanding. For some, you might recall the time in your life when you first discovered Jesus as your Savior. For others, it might be times when you knew that God loves you, cares for you, and showed his love for you. Allow your imagination to be involved as you recall these special moments from your past. Number five, now ask yourself to honestly identify some areas of your life, both internally and externally, where Jesus has brought an upward lift, in other words, his peace or wholeness into your life. Maybe it's a freedom you feel to be your true self, or the gift to live freer from past hurts and wounds. Maybe it's a sense of unmerited forgiveness or grace that's been extended to you by Christ. Or maybe it's a blessing in your life, like your family or your livelihood, etc., where you know Jesus has brought his uplift to you. Now, take a few moments, reflect, and then jot these things down as they come to your remembrance. And then finally, after your time of reflection, give Jesus a big thank you for all he has done. Invite him to do even more, and ask him to give you the indwelling and empowering presence of the Holy Spirit to go into the remainder of your day as a witness to his ongoing work in and through your life. Amen and amen. Now, how did that feel? Hopefully it's been worth the effort and you felt Jesus of Nazareth uplifting you even in this short time of reflection. If you dare, I invite you to try this exercise out again tomorrow and the next day. and see what more the Holy Spirit might bring from it. As we close, will you pray with me? Father God, thank you for the gift of self-awareness. Thank you that when I take the time to recount your working in my life, I can find a number of instances where you were there, working your goodness, your wholeness, your peace in and through me. I thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness in opening this door of transformation. And Holy Spirit, allow me the strength and willingness to keep it all alive. For your name's sake, amen. Here are some questions for you to ponder as we go into the day. As I go over this list of blessings, my inventory of peace, what additional points of awareness are here waiting for me? Are there some bigger picture aha moments awaiting me here? What am I discerning about how God seems to work in and through my life as I put all these things down on paper? Finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as you ponder on the theme of peacemakers for the cause of Christ. Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God's presence, and may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.